The recently merged Oppenheim-Afreda-St. Johnsville School District in Montgomery County is regarded by many as a showcase model for a successful merger, in the spirit of the NYSSBA report. Having to contend with rising prices for educational materials, the tax cap that limits revenue, and declining enrollment in rural districts, the report touts mergers as a way of preserving educational integrity and avoiding cuts to essential programs. Tim Creamer is executive director of the NYSSBA.
We found in our research that those districts that would most likely be considered for mergers would be small, probably pretty tapped out as far as resources, and they'd be the best candidates. However, we also found out that the true value of a merger would be expansion of the academic program, not cost savings. And that really is the fundamental message here.
The process of merging schools entails a number of steps. The state has to give its approval, then the school boards, and then voters. Two Herkimer County districts recently merged, Ilion and Mohawk, are now known as Central Valley. The merger brings $42 million in additional state aid over the next 2 years. Cosmo Tangora Jr. is district superintendent.
Well, it's been a very long process. It started out as a four-district merger and took years to whittle itself down to the eventual merger between Ilion and Mohawk to create Central Valley. I think it's been nothing but positive for the entire community. Had Ilion and Mohawk not reorganized, we would have had to cut from our budgets the equivalent of 20% of our faculty and staff, which would have resulted in a great reduction in programming that's been reduced over the years to begin with. So to be able to start the school year without having to make those cuts and actually adding to program and finding an economy of scales and lowering taxes, I think it's a win-win all the way around. Certainly the students have many more opportunities than they would have had otherwise.
A merger study forum was scheduled to convene on Eastern Long Island this week as the Southampton and Tuckahoe school districts explore the possibility of joining forces in time for the 2014-15 school year. That study took 8 months to complete. Again, Tim Creamer.
When you go through this very cumbersome process that is elongated over time, lots of rumors can crop up and things could be said or done that give people pause. There needs to be a high level of trust and credibility, and you need to have a significant amount of buy-in from school staff and students. If they don't see this as something that's going to improve the academic program or as a place to work for staff, for example, they're going to be very resistant, and their resistance is often played out among taxpayers and parents and others within the district.
Long Islanders will vote on their plan in early December. In the Adirondacks, residents in the Northville and Mayfield school districts will be voting in January for the second time about merging. Merger plans do fail. In 2011, voters in Hamilton County flatly rejected combining the Wells and Lake Pleasant districts due to concerns about busing and the fact that property taxes would have increased in Lake Pleasant. There's more information and a link to the study at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.